The word in Chinese for to be able to, which connotes an ability, I have the ability to speak. I am able to speak this language. I have an ability to read Ukrainian. I have studied it. I have this ability is
会, 会, black finger down, 会, for be able to.
What are the different times you use can and be able to?
Because we had 能, yeah. Now we go 会.
The essential point is that 会 involves ability and 能 doesn't necessarily involve ability.
In many cases, you can just exchange this.
But yes, yeah, but you're going to guide us by using can or be able as appropriate.
Exactly. So remember, when we have an ability, it would be well to abide by the phrase, where there's a will, there's a way. He is able to speak Chinese. He
他
is able
会
to speak
说
Chinese language.
中 when?
He is able to speak Chinese.
他会说中文
But he is not able to speak English. But
可是
He
他
is not able
不会
to speak
说
English language
英文
How would you say be able to?
会
会
会
How would you say not able to?
不会 不会
Good. The trampoline here. 不会
The rule for the trampoline is as follows. 不 before a single syllable, black finger down gets the trampoline. How are you? You
你
are doing well, doing well.
How?
Question.
吗? 你 how 吗? 你 how 吗?
I'm doing well. I
我
doing well.
很好
我很好
I would like to see him now. I
我
now
现在
would like
想
to see him.
见他 How do you say now?
现在
Yes. 现在
I would like to see him now.
我现在想见他
Why would you like to see him? Why?
为什么
You
你
would like
想
to see him.
见他
How would you say see? To see somebody, to meet
someone.
见
Why would you like to see him?
为什么你想见他
I would like to see him because he is able to speak Chinese. I
我
would like
想
to see him
见他
because
因为
he
他
is able to speak
会说
Chinese language
中文 How do you say because? 因为
I'll take the in way. I would like to see him because he is able to speak Chinese.
我想见他，因为他会说中文。
Are you able to speak Chinese? You?
你?
Are able to speak?
会说
Chinese language.
中文?
Question.
吗?
How would you say is able to?
会 Oh, 会
How would you say to be?
是
How would you say is able to?
会
Are you able to speak Chinese?
你会说中文吗?
So in answer to the question, are you able to speak Chinese? Always say, I am able. Because in this course, you are. And how would you say, I am able?
我会.
Or for short, it's just 会.
And another way would be the all-purpose yes, which is?
是.
Are you able to speak English? You?
你?
Are able?
会.
To speak?
说.
English language.
英文?
Question.
吗?
How do you say speak?
说
George Bernard Shaw was a great speaker. Are you able to speak English?
你会说英文吗?
The word for a little or a bit in Chinese is
一点儿 E, black finger down. Dear, red V for victory. E, dear, for a little.
Winston Churchill and Franklin Delano Roosevelt were two famous leaders during World War II. In the U.S., Franklin Delano Roosevelt is often referred to as FDR. But what very few people know is that he had a little bit of a brother who was named E.D.R. How would you say a little bit?
E.D.R. E.D.R.
E.D.R.
So what was FDR's little bit of a brother called?
E. D.R.
My friend speaks a little bit of Chinese. My friend.
我的
friend.
朋友
speaks
说
a little bit
一点
Chinese language.
中文
So you don't need a word for of.
No, we do not need a word for of. This includes the understanding of of.
Great.
My friend speaks a little bit of Chinese.
我的朋友说一点中文.
My teacher is able to speak a little English. My teacher.
我的 老师
is able
会
to speak
说
a little bit
一点
English language
英文
How do you say speak?
说
How do you say a little?
一点
一点儿
My teacher is able to speak a little English.
我的老师会说一点英文。
The word in Chinese for of course is
当然当然当 green thumb out 然 blue finger up 当然 for of course.
What an attitude she had. She thought she was some grande dame. Of course, I understand. But you have to also know that she was dyslexic. And therefore, she was actually a
当然
Of course, he is able to speak Chinese because he is Chinese. Of course.
当然
He is able
他会
To speak
说
Chinese language
中文
Because he is
因为
He is
他是
China person
中国人
How would you say be able to?
会
Yes, 会 How would you say China person?
中国人
中国人
Of course he's able to speak Chinese because he is Chinese.
当然他会说中文因为他是中国人
He is able to speak a little Chinese. He is able.
他会
To speak a little.
说一点
Chinese language.
中文 When.
He is able to speak a little Chinese.
他会说一点中文。
Why isn't he able to speak English? You say he's English. Why?
为什么
He is not able.
他会
He is not able.
Sorry.
他不会
What about the trampoline?
I thought the trampoline was only with 不 and 是
The trampoline is actually with 不 followed by another single syllable black finger down. So 会 will qualify. Why he is not able?
为什么
He is not able.
他不会
To speak English language.
说英文
You say
你是你说
He is English person.
他是英国人
How would you say say, speak?
I thought I got that one wrong. 说
Yes.
说
Why isn't he able to speak English? You say he is English.
为什么他不会说英文？你说他是英国人。
He is not able to speak English, but he can speak a little Chinese. He know...Able, not able to speak.
他不会
To speak.
说
English language.
英文
But he
可是
He is able.
他会
To speak a little.
shuo yi diar.
Chinese language.
Zhong wen.
He is not able to speak English, but he can speak a little Chinese.
Ta bu hui shuo ying wen. Ke shi ta hui shuo yi diar zhong wen.
Of course I would like to speak Chinese. Of course.
Dang ran.
I would like.
Wo xiang.
To speak.
Shuo.
Chinese language.
Zhong wen.
Of course I would like to speak Chinese.
Dang ran. Wo xiang shuo zhong wen.
Why is he unable to speak Chinese? Not able. Why?
为什么?
He not able.
他不会.
To speak.
说.
Chinese language.
中文.
How do you say why?
为什么?
神. Ma, wei, shen, ma.
Why is he unable to speak Chinese?
Wei shen ma, ta bu hui shuo zhong wen.
The word for who, who, in Chinese is
shei, shei, blue finger up, shei. For who?
One dark night, I met a drunken sailor, and he asked me, Shay, who are you? Who is he? We would say, he is who? Before we had the pattern, this is what? For what is this? We can have a lot of patterns like that in Chinese. So here we have another, I like to call it a fill-in-the-blank pattern, because this is what, and where the what is, you give the answer. This is a book, this is a television, this is a friend of mine, and so forth.
So the question word is at the end.
Yes.
And that's like ma being at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So we have who at the end and ma at the end.
Exactly.
That's neat.
And once again, when we have a question word, we don't need ma. Ma deserves a vacation. She's been doing a lot of work for a long time. Who is he? He?
Ta.
Is?
Sh.
Who?
Shei.
Who is he?
Ta shi shei.
And now we're going to have the answer. He is my friend. So friend will come where who is. He?
Ta.
Is
是,
my
我的,
friend
朋, 朋友.
How would you say friend?
朋友.
Yes. 朋友.
He is my friend.
他是我的朋友.
He is my teacher too. He is also my teacher. He,
ta,
to or also,
ye,
is my teacher.
Shi, wo de, lao shi.
How would you say I?
Wo.
How would you say my?
Wo de.
How do you say teacher?
Lao shi,
lao shi.
He is my teacher too.
Ta ye shi wo de lao shi.
Who is she? Who is she? She.
Ta
is
shi.
Who?
She.
Who is she?
Ta shi shei.
She is my wife. She,
ta,
is,
shi,
my wife.
我的 太太
She is my wife.
她是我的太太
Is your wife English? Your wife?
你的太太是英国人
Question.
吗?
Is your wife English?
你的太太是英国人吗?
No, she's American.
不是,她是美国人。 How do you say nation? 国 How do you say America?
美国
Yes, 美国
No, she is American.
不是 她是美国人
Who is this?
这是谁
Who is this?
这是谁
What is this?
这是什么
What is this?
这是什么
What's that?
的
How would you say that?
那是什么
How do you say what?
什么
So once again, what is that?
那是什么
What is that?
那是什么
The word for student in Chinese is
学生 blue finger up 生 green thumb out 学生 for student
May I repeat?
学生
means to learn. So actually we're saying a learner. A student is someone who learns.
So 生 at the end means somebody who does something?
生 is also like kind of it's a person. It just means a
person.
Person.
So this is a learning person.
Learning person.
Wonderful.
And we're going to run into this 生 later on in other words as well. I am a student. I
我
am
是
student
谁生 How do you say student?
谁学生
Everyone has their own particular and very unique 学 to learn. I am not a student. I not am.
我不是
student.
学生
How do you say am not?
不是
The trampoline here. 不是
I am not a student.
我不是学生
I am an English student from England. I am
我是
England
英国
student
学生
I am an English student.
我是英国学生
I'm a Chinese student, a student from China.
我是中国学生。
I am a Chinese student.
我是中国学生。
He is not an English student. He's not from England. He's not an English student. He no is.
他不是
English student.
英国学生。
How would you say student?
学
学
学
学
学生
学生。
So I can take that one again. 他不是英国学生。
He is not an English student.
他不是英国学生。
This is my Chinese language teacher. I am his student. This is my...
这是我的
Chinese language teacher.
中文老师。
I'm his student.
我是他的学生。
How would you say teacher?
老师。
Yes, 老师。How do you say student?
学生。
学生。
This is my Chinese language teacher. I am his student.
这是我的中文老师。我是他的学生。
Who are you?
你是谁?
Who are you?
你是谁?
I'm a student. I am a student.
我是学生。
I am a student.
我是学生。
I am also an English teacher. I also.
我也
am
是
English language teacher.
英文老师。
I am also an English language teacher.
我也是英文老师。
You know, in English, when we want to say, I'm a student and also an English language teacher, we have one continuous sentence to express these two thoughts. But that's not done in Chinese. We're going to make it into two separate sentences. So instead of saying, I'm a student and also an English teacher, we would say, I am a student, I am also an English teacher.
We learned the and for 和, but the and cannot be used to connect the two sentences. Okay?
Right.
We have other words to use as like and,
okay.
But it's not 和. Okay? The 和 can just be used to connect the two nouns.
Right.
Like that,
okay.
Not two sentences.
Okay, thank you.
So we would use 和 for he and I.
Yeah, or book and pen.
Exactly.
Okay.
But not I am a student and an English teacher.
Okay. It's a different use of and there, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to say really in Chinese as really, you would say
真的。真的，真 green thumb out, 的 closed fist, 真的 for really.
It almost sounds a little bit like the English word gender. Now, if you want to ask a question Someone may say to you, really? As in a question, you would say,
真的吗?真的吗?
And then you might answer, really, which is?
真的。
You know, 2 years ago, Ma appeared dressed as a cowboy. We were kind of surprised. She usually didn't dress that way. We asked her, really, what's your gender, Ma? I really would like to see your friend. I
我
really
真的
would like
想
to see your friend.
To see as in to like to I'll see you tomorrow?
Exactly.
真你的朋友
How would you say see or meet somebody?
见
见 How do you say you?
你
你 Okay.
I really would like to see your friend.
我真的想见你的朋友
And you respond, really?
真的吗? How do you say really? 真的吗? Yes. 真的吗?
Of course, a dyslexic grande dame.
Dong Ren?
Of course.
Dong Ren?
Who is that?
Na shi shi.
Who is that?
Na shi shi.
And now, after waiting for so long, you will be rewarded with a word that you may actually recognize from English. The word for mom.
Mama. Ma, green sound mouth. Ma, closed fist. Mama, for mother.
Isn't it nice that in China and in England and elsewhere, children are using the exact same word to express the exact same thought. So how would you say mother?
Mama.
That is my mother.
Na shi wo de mama.
That is my mother.
Na shi wo de mama.
Really? He says she is your teacher. Really?
Chun de ta.
So let's back up just for a second. How would you say really as a question?
真的吗?
Okay, now we're very concerned about Ma's gender. So how would you say
真的吗?
He says she is your teacher. He says
他说
She is your teacher.
她是你的老师。
Really? He says she is your teacher.
真的吗?她说她是你的老师。
She is my mother, and she is also my teacher. And we're going to leave out the and.
Yeah.
She is my mother.
她是我的妈妈。
She also is.
她也是
my teacher.
我的老师。How do you say I? 我 Yes. 我 How do you say my? 我的
She is my mother, and she is also my teacher.
她是我的妈妈。她也是我的老师。
And so once again, note that we leave out the and that we customarily might put in English, we leave it out between two separate sentences or phrases. We make them into two phrases and separate sentences, short sentences in Chinese. So literally we're saying, she is my mother, she is also my teacher.
Or she also is.
We can say that as well.
But the word order in Chinese is she also is.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That helps me remember how to say it.
I would like to see my teacher. See as in meet with. I would like.
我想
to see or meet.
正
my teacher.
我的老师
I would like to see my teacher.
我想见我的老师
Really?
真的吗?
Really?
真的吗?
Who is she?
她是谁?
她是谁?
She's my mother. She is.
她是
My mother.
我的妈妈
She is my mother.
她是 我的妈妈
In English, we make no distinction between a word like this or that, regardless of its use. Chinese does. If we wanted to say, this is a book, or that is a book, and say that is a book, we just say,
那是书
But pay attention to what happens to the word for that when we say, that book, instead of that is. That book,
那个书,
we might say, that is a man, which would be,
那是人,
that is a man,
那是人,
but if we say, that man, it is,
那个,
Is ge just another like filler word?
Yes, it is.
And ge is closed fist, neutral tone.
Yes, neutral tone.
This is a book. This is a book.
这是书.
This is a book.
这是书.
But then contrast that with this book.
这个书
This is a man.
这是人
Contrast that with this man.
这个人
This is a teacher.
这是老师
Contrast that with this teacher.
这个老师
That is a friend.
那是朋友
朋友
Contrast that with that friend.
那个朋友
那个朋友
Who is that person? That person is who?
那个人谁
That person is who?
That person is who? 那个人是谁?
Who is that person?
那个人是谁?
And once again, we're going to fill in the blank. Chinese has so many of these fill-in-the-blank patterns. The word for female in Chinese is
女, 女, red V for victory, 女,
and the lips are protruded, and it's like you're about to kiss somebody.
女, yes, 女,
女, 女,
close, yeah, 女,
女.
Now this word for female is never used in isolation. It's always appended to another word. So if we want to say girlfriend, we would say...
Do you append it before or after the noun?
You append it before the noun.
女朋友
Oh, that is my girlfriend. Oh.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Na, sure, na, sure. 女朋友.
And whose girlfriend is it? It's my girlfriend. That is my girlfriend.
Na, sure. 我的女朋友.
Oh, that is my girlfriend.
Oh, 那是. 我的女朋友
is this man your teacher? This man is
这个人是
your teacher, question.
你的老师吗?
Is this man your teacher?
这个人是你的 老师吗?
This person or man is my friend and my teacher.
So you'd make that two sentences, right?
We're actually, when we're going to have two nouns together, friend and teacher, then we can use the and word. It's only if we have two separate ideas that we wouldn't use it. Okay, so once again, this man is my friend and teacher. This man is
这个人是我的朋友也
How would you say and? My Bulgarian neighbor kept me awake all night with his incessant
和
So let's take it from the start once again. This person is my friend and teacher.
这个人是我的朋友和老师.
So in English we might say this person is my friend and teacher. This person is my friend and my teacher. And they both communicate the same idea. We can say both in Chinese, but you will be understood if you say this person is my friend and teacher. It's understood. In Chinese, a lot of things are based on what has followed before, setting the context. So we know we're talking about my friend and unless you want to say her teacher, someone else's teacher, it's assumed that it's my teacher. This person is my friend and teacher.
这个人是我的朋友和老师.
I would like to see him. I would like.
我想
to see him.
认他.
How would you say see?
见.
So there's a little bit of 见.
见.
I would like to see him.
我想见他.
Why?
为什么?
Why?
为什么?
Why would you like to speak English now? Why?
为什么?
You.
你.
Now.
现在,
would like to speak English.
想说英文。
Why would you like to speak English now?
为什么你现在想说英文?
That man is my teacher and he speaks a little English. That man...
那个人...
is my teacher.
是我的老师。
And we're going to leave out the and. He speaks a little English.
他说一点英文。
How would you say a little?
一点
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 Who was FDR's little bit brother?
一点
That man is my teacher and he speaks a little English.
那个人是我的老师。他说一点英文。
He would like to speak Chinese, but he's too busy. And remember the two-syllable rule. He would like
他想
to speak Chinese language
说中文
but he is too busy.
可是他是太忙
Okay, so let's back up just a little bit. How would you say busy?
忙.
And busy in Chinese is an adjective verb. It means to be busy.
Oh, you don't need 是.
Exactly.
Okay.
He too busy.
他很忙.
Oh, that means he is what busy? What does 很 mean?
Very.
And I would like to hear he is too busy.
他太忙。
So once again, let's take the sentence. He would like to speak Chinese, but he is too busy. He would like to speak.
他想说
Chinese language.
中文。
But he is too busy.
可是他太忙。
He would like to speak Chinese, but he is too busy.
他想说中文，可是他太忙。
Sometimes you may want to actually emphasize or say a or an, like a book or a person. So the word for a or an in Chinese is
一个，一 blue finger up, 个 close to fist.一个 for a or an.
And that's the same g at the end of this or that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Eager.
Eager.
A very eager boy. And Romanized Chinese spells it Y-I with the blue finger up, G-E. How would you say a man?
人.
And how would you say a man?
一个人
一个人
when is it necessary to use 一个 instead of just not leaving it blank like we have been sometimes?
Sometimes you refer to a few people or two or three books, but then you, in the same sentence, you may wish to say,A book.
One book.
One book.
Okay.
One book. The word
一个一
means one.
Ah, that's great. And then g is the filler word that we had before, the dummy word, back in this and that.
Yes.
一个
And if we're not exactly sure how to use it, would we still be understood if we...
Yes, so you can leave it out. You just say it's a good person without the one or a, that's fine. Yeah. But if you try to specify it's only one, then you better use this 一个.
So we ask the question, why do you want to speak with him? Why do you want to meet with him? Because you say he is a nice man. Because?
We don't know nice.
What's the word for good?
Good. Of course I can use good. Thank you.
So why do I want to have a meeting with this man? Because you say he is a nice man. Because you say?
In where?
You say?
你说?
He is a nice or good man.
他
is the British detective.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the word for is, but I was wondering if nice is also, no, he is nice, I wouldn't need is because nice means is nice, but a nice man, I have to put it in. Okay, sorry, I'll take that again. 他是
a nice man, a good man.
一个 好人. How would you say because? 因为. 因为. 因为.
You take the in way.
Got it. Thank you.
Because you say he is a nice man.
因为你说他是一个好人.
Who are you?
That's you are who. 你是谁?
Who are you?
你是谁?
Who is that person? That person is who?
那个人是谁?
Who is that person?
那个人是谁?
That is his girlfriend.
那个.
Let's just back up a little bit. How would you say that is? Just isolated, that is.
Sorry, it's not that person. Beg your pardon. 那是他的女朋友. How would you say friend? 朋, no. 朋友, 有, 朋友, 朋友, 朋友.
That is his girlfriend.
那是他的女朋友.
How would you say hello?
你好.
How do you say hello?
你好.
Yeah, 你好.
And how would you answer?
你好.
How are you?
你好吗?
你好吗?
I'm fine.
我好. Nope. 我是. How?
So let's back up. What does the word good?
It means is good.
It means is good. And so we have our two-syllable rule. And do we need to use is separately with it?
No.
If it already has the connotation is built in, that's extra. And Chinese cuts out the fat,
right.
Always. So once again, I am fine.
我好.
And
we need the filler word.
We need the filler word.
我很好.
I am fine.
我很好.
So if someone asks you, how are you? You can say, I am fine. Or you can just say, fine. I'm okay. You could just say, okay. So you can leave out the I. So how would you say it, leaving out the I?
Han, how?
Or simply you can say how. But if you say I am fine, we have to put that dummy word in. Han.
So you can respond just to be good, which is?
How?
Or you could respond with the dummy word.
Han, how?
Or you could respond, I, dummy word, to be good.
我, han, how?
And all of them will be heard when you go to China. You will hear every single one of them used. Who are you?
You are who? 你是谁?
Who are you?
你是谁?
I am a student.
我是一个学生。
I am a student.
我是一个学生。
Who is that?
那是谁?
How would you say who?
谁? Sorry, yes. Wrong tone.
谁?那是谁?
Who is that?
那是谁?
That is our teacher. He is a good teacher. That is our teacher.
那是我们的老师。
He is a good teacher.
他是一个好老师。
That is our teacher. He is a good teacher.
那是我们的老师。他是一个好老师。
This is a book.
这是书。
And how would you say a book?
这是一个书。
This is a book.
这是一个书。
What is that?
那是什么?
How do you say what?
什么。
So blue finger up and closed fist. What is that?
那是什么?
That's also a book. That also is a book.
那也是一个书。
That is also a book.
那也是一个书。
Of course, that's a book.
当人。
And so how would you say, of course?
当人。
The dyslexic grand dame.
当人。
当然。
当然。
Yes, 当然。
Of course, that is a book.
当然。那是一个。
Of course, that is a book.
当然,那是一个书。
I would like to see him because he is a good teacher. I would like to see him.
我想见他。
Because?
因为他。 他是一个好老师。
I would like to see him because he is a good teacher.
我想见他，因为他是一个好老师。
Who are you?
你是谁?
Who are you?
你是谁?
I'm a student.
我 是一个水水生。
How do you say I?
我
Yes. How do you say student?
学生
学生
I am a student.
我是一个学生
Who is that?
那是谁
Who is that?
那是谁
That is a student.
那是一个学学生
That is a student.
那是一个学生
Who is this?
这是谁
Who is this?
这是谁
This is my friend.
这是我的朋友
This is my friend.
这是我的朋友
What is that?
那是什么什么
What is that?
那是什么
That is my girlfriend.
那是我的女朋友
That is my girlfriend.
那是我的女朋友
Who is this?
这是谁
Who is this?
这是谁
This is my English language teacher.
这是英文
My
Forgive me. 这是我的英文老师
This is my English language teacher.
这是我的英文老师
Who is that?
那是什么
Who is that?
那是谁
Who is that?
那是谁
Oh, that's my American friend.
Oh, 那是我的美国朋友
How do you say America?
美国
美国
Oh, that is my American friend.
Oh, 那是我的美国朋友
If you want to say at home, or actually to be at home, the word for home in Chinese is
家
Green some out 家 for home.
And that would be spelled in romanization, J-I-A, with a green thumb tone. That means home. So how would you say home?
家
And how would you say home?
家
To be at home is?
在家在 Black finger down. 在家At home.
This is the same 在 that we used for at this moment, or as the second part of now, 现在. It's the same character. It means to be at. So, to be at home. You couldn't fool me. Nope. No way could you fool me. The guy was not at home. It must have been an inside job.In 在家 He is at home.
他是
Okay, he is at home. So 在 covers is at, or any way of saying at. So we just say,
她在家。
So how would you say, she is at home? She is at?
她在家。
She is at home.
她在家。
Question, is he at home?
她在家吗?
Is he at home?
她在家吗?
Is his mother at home? His mother, at home, question.
她的妈妈在家吗?
Is his mother at home?
她的妈妈在家吗?
Is his friend at home? His friend at home? Question.
他的在家。
So,
friend. 他的朋友在家吗?
Is his friend at home?
他的朋友在家吗?
Is his girlfriend at home? His girlfriend?
她的女朋友在家吗?
How do you say at?
在。
在。How do you say home?
家。
Yes, 家。
Is his girlfriend at home?
她的女朋友在家吗?
Is his teacher at home?
他的老师在家吗?
Is his teacher at home?
他的老师在家吗?
His teacher is not at home. His teacher.
他的老师
Not at home.
不在家
His teacher is not at home.
他的老师不在家
So we use the trampoline with 不在 It's nice to get some exercise, isn't it? His mother is not at home.
她的妈妈不在家。
His mother is not at home.
她的妈妈不在家。
Her American friend is not at home.
她的美国朋友不在家。
His American friend is not at home.
他的美国朋友不在家。
Your English friend is at home. Your English friend.
你的英国朋友
is at home.
在家。
How do you say friend?
朋友
Yes, 朋友。
But your Chinese friend is not at home.
可是你的中国朋友不在家。
Your English friend is at home, but your Chinese friend is not at home.
你的英国朋友在家。可是你的中国朋友不在家。
Who is at home? Who?
谁?
At home.
在家.
Who is at home?
谁在家?
Why isn't 谁 at the end?
Whoever's doing it, whatever it is, will come at the beginning. You are doing it. She is doing it. Who is doing it?
So even though it's a question word, it doesn't come at the end because the who is doing the action. Okay, thank you.
The Chinese is more like a statement.
When we use the verb to be, sure, it's almost like a equal sign. So what is on one side of the equal sign equals what is on the other side. So if we say, who is this? Then the who and the this are equal. In this case, at home, we're saying, who is at home? That's the one doing the action, in this case, to be at home. 在 actually is a verb in Chinese. In English, we don't think of at as a verb. But to be at, and we've run into this before with other types of words like to be good and to be busy. There are words in Chinese that we would never use to think of as showing action in English. But they serve that purpose. That's how they function.
So who is at home, they're not equal. The who and at home are not equal, whereas who is this, this and who are equal.
Exactly. Who is at home?
谁在家?
My good friend is at home.
我的好朋友在家.
My good friend is at home.
我的好朋友在家.
Who is at home?
谁在家.
Who is at home?
谁在家?
Your mother is at home.
你的妈妈在家.
How do you say at?
在.
How do you say home?
家.
Your mother is at home.
你的妈妈在家.
Your mother is not at home.
你的妈妈. 不在家.
Your mother is not at home.
你的妈妈不在家.
She is at home now. She is at home now. Or literally, she now at home is at home.
她现在在家.
她现在在家.
Is she at home now?
She is at home now, question.
She now at home, question.
她现在在家吗?
Is she at home now?
她现在在家吗?
And you answer, yes, or in this case, is at.
在.
Is at, or yes.
在.
So once again, in English, at, we're always going to use is at. We're going to use it with the verb to be. But in Chinese, it's a verb by itself. 在. And it functions as a verb. And one of the reasons we know it can function as a verb is because we can put
不
in front of it.
When it becomes 不在.
With the trampoline.
Thank you.